Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host, Brian Sternberg. On today's show, we have an interview from before the season with top NFL draft prospect and former Michigan Wolverine right tackle, Jalen Mayfield. You can support our show by pressing subscribe and leaving us a five-star rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever podcasts can be found. When you subscribe, you will receive daily NFL Draft, Dynasty, and Devy Fantasy Football podcasts from the NFL Draft Bible. To start, Jalen, I think we got to talk about last season in which you came on as one of the best tackles in the entire country. Reflecting on it, what do you think you did well as a sophomore? And what are you going to be working on this offseason in order to improve your game and take that next step?
I think last year I just, I took in the experience from the older guys and what they had to teach me and just listened to everything they said. I had a great group of older, veterans, and they really led the way and made it easier for me just to focus on my assignments. And I think this upcoming year, the thing that I'm going to work on most is probably just, doing like they did with me, because we're going to have a young group. So just working on communicating with the younger guys and, just making sure that I show I'm a leader on our group and, fight to have our group be the best, one of the best groups in the country.
And Jalen, what are your individual goals for next year? And what do you think Michigan has to do to win the Big Ten next year?
Individually, I'm trying to be the best tackle in the country, I think as a team, just taking every game one week at a time, just never thinking a win's a win, treating every game like it could be possibly our last. And I think if we do that, we're going to have a good shot to, achieve our goals.
Talking about your play from last season, most offensive linemen, it takes them a while to get acclimated to the college game. What do you think allowed you to have that level of success in the Big Ten as a sophomore?
Great coaches. And, I had players playing next to me that, really instilled confidence inside of me and really believed in me as a player. And I think just getting that belief from your teammates that you go battle with every day, really gives you a different type of confidence to play with. And when you know what you're doing and when you know that the guy next to you believes you can make plays and do your job successfully, it instills a different type of confidence that you can't just have on a regular basis. So I think that really helped me and allowed me to have great success.
And Jalen, you just mentioned you played alongside a very talented offensive line, like the names of John Runyon, Cesar Ruiz, just to name a few. Can you describe your relationship with them and how important is it to have a strong relationship with the other players on the offense?
I think it's huge to have a great relationship with the other four guys up there. If all five of you are connected on a deeper level, it makes it a lot easier to, communicate. If you guys have a good relationship and somebody messes up on a play, your teammate next to you, the guy that you trust, is going to get on you. But it's a way that they care. And I think if you establish that trust and that type of relationship with each other, it makes everything so much easier to push each other to be better as a unit as a whole.
Jalen, now we talked about that offensive line, Bredersen gone, Ruiz gone, Owenu gone, Runyon gone. How are you going to take on a leadership role as potentially the most experienced offensive lineman next season?
I'm just going to, do what I did last year. Try to go out there every day, give it my all. Try to bring some of the young guys with me for extra work and, just really try to, bring along some of the guys that have great opportunities in front of them to perform at a high level. And I think with as much depth and talent as we have, I know no matter who plays, we're going to be just as good up front. So looking forward to seeing all these guys battle it out.
And Jalen, you guys put a lot of focus and time into not only all the games, but especially the game at the end of the season against Ohio State. This year did not come out victorious. Next year, what do you guys have to do to end up defeating them?
You know, just there's a lot of things we could have built on just from this year's game. We played them, I think, just one or two big plays away from, you know, really changing the outcome of that game. And I feel we're not very far off, just a couple minor details here and there. And, you know, we can play with anybody in the country. We've proven that all season. And I think, you know, just having more confidence and, you know, focusing more on details will put us in a position to do that.
Jalen, for your role for next season, we know this past season, right tackle, are you going to be moving to another position? What type of role do you see yourself playing next season?
I'm pretty sure I'll be at right tackle again.
And Jalen, let's go back before you enrolled at Michigan. Can you talk a little bit about your high school career?
In high school, I won back-to-back state titles my junior and senior year. You know, we had a pretty good group of guys both years, and, you know, we really played hard and got the job done. Played in the Army All-American game, you know, had some personal accomplishments that I'm really proud of, and, you know, it was just a great experience in general.
In high school, Jalen, you played both offense and defense. We have a lot of offensive linemen on the podcast who play both offensive line and defensive line or position on the other side of the ball. How do you think playing both sides helped you in terms of playing offensive tackle?
So I played defense in high school. So I kind of had the mentality, you know, when I'm on defense, of a different, like, move list that you go through. So I think just knowing that I play defensive line and knowing my mentality, it really helps me shape. So when I focus in on other defensive linemen, I can really, you know, recall like what I was doing in high school and think of ways that I was beat in a way to see if I can do the same thing. So.
And Jalen, like Jack just mentioned, you played defense and offense. Why did you decide at the end of the day to play offense?
Well, I thought it gave me the best shot, you know, to live out my dream and make it to the NFL. I feel like playing offense is just, you know, my pathway to, you know, be great. And I take pride in it every day. Proud to be playing here at the University of Michigan, and I'm proud, you know, to be an offensive tackle. So I think what really just shaped it was it gave me the best opportunity to do what I love.
With Michigan, Jalen, you're getting coach Jim Harbaugh. What's it like playing under him?
The guy loves football, and, you know, it's fun to play with a guy that really loves what he's doing. So,
Jalen, can you take us through a typical game day? And what's it like playing at the Big House?
Probably one of the most crazy things, you know, you could experience. So if we're playing at my first game, we played at night. So, you know, we go to a hotel the day before, just, you know, have meetings, final preparations, and then, you know, got curfew and you wake up the next day and you're waiting in your hotel. You want to get out there. You want to get moving around. You just want the game to come. And when you first get to the stadium, you know, it's a big piece. So once you walk down that tunnel and you can see 110,000 people out there, I mean, it's insane, you know, just seeing all the fans cheering you on and, you know, making it really hard for opponents to play in. I think that's what makes it most fun, you know, playing in the Big House.
And what was it about Michigan that made you say, all right, this is where I want to spend my collegiate career playing?
I've grown up a Michigan fan. I always loved the University of Michigan. Really thought that with it being close to home, from where I'm from, would be a great opportunity to have my family see me play a lot and, you know, be able to travel home. So So I think that's one of the biggest, you know, keys that helped me decide to come to Michigan.
And Jalen, is there a sophomore or freshman on this Michigan football team that has really stood out to you, but really hasn't gotten the media attention yet and should be on draft radars pretty soon?
You know, we got a couple. Giles Jackson, he's an electric guy, you know, can make plays anywhere. And, you know, on the defensive side, we got Dax Hill. He's, you know, one of the fastest players in the country, and he can really, you know, make plays from anywhere playing safety. So I think those two guys really know how to make plays, and, you know, they're game breakers and can make a play at any time.
At Michigan, you guys have so much success. And the long lineage we talk about with Runyon Jr., his father playing in the NFL, your dad having been at Ferris State, how did he help you throughout this entire journey?
Well, you know, ever since I was a kid, you know, I was, you know, putting football and, you know, I loved it from the start. And with him being one of my high school coaches, you know, he really just, you know, pushed me to a different level than others. You know, he really, you know, drove me to be the best I could be, always pushed me to do, you know, a little bit more than what I expected, what anybody else expected. Without him, you know, I don't get to the spot. So with him pushing me that way, I can't thank him enough for all he's done for me. And I'm just really happy that he got to coach me for at least 4 years.
And Jalen, how important have your parents been in all of your decisions that you've made?
Well, they've been really important. You know, just it's been really helpful. They haven't tried to decide anything for me. They let me make my own decisions, and they're always supportive of what I, you know, what I try to do. So having supportive parents, you know, let you make your own decisions, it means the world to me. Just being with my parents, you know, it makes me feel like a man. I can make my own decisions. Don't have to have anybody, you know, watch over me and make the decision for me. So I'm just really happy that they gave me the, you know, freedom to do that.
Jalen, now being at Michigan, Big Ten, some of the best defenders in the entire country. Has there been one edge rusher that has stood out to you as the best you faced in your collegiate career so far?
I think the best edge rusher, you know, that I've went against, I used to go against him every day in, you know, practice, was Josh Uche. You know, that guy can do a number of things. He's fast. He can run by you. He's strong enough to where he can, you know, run straight through you, and he has the agility to move side to side. So it makes it really, really hard, you know, to keep up with it. And, you know, he keeps you guessing with his move list. So I think he's one of the most talented, if not the most talented guy that I've went against. And I just had the opportunity to go against him every day in practice.
And Jalen, off the football field, is there anything that you like to do with your teammates?
Us college kids don't have much to do, but, you know, we're always on the game, chatting it up and just playing video games, man, having fun, you know, really connecting with our teammates. You know, these guys are like brothers, and so anytime you get to, you know, play video games and whoop your brother up in that, it just makes it fun. So
now, who Madden tournament, Michigan football team, who's winning it all?
Well, me for sure. I'd have a couple close opponents, but I mean, there's nobody beating me.
Jalen, a hypothetical question I like to ask every athlete we interview is if you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
I kind of got two. It'd either be Anthony Munoz or Taylor Lewan. I mean, those guys, Taylor's having an incredible career. Got a chance to meet him this year. Incredible guy. Yeah. And then Anthony Munoz, greatest tackle to play the game. You know, just learning from him would be really, you know, really something, you know, getting his input and his, you know, like opinion on my game would just be crazy to see. But those are probably the two guys that I'd like to train with in my career.
in terms of the training, obviously an important aspect, but there also is the film study aspect. What do you look for when studying your opponents?
Just go through all the different moves they've put on tape through their career. You know, say if we're playing, you know, Penn State or something, just look at the different type of rushers that they've had, rushes they've had on teams all year, and what they did against me the previous year if they played against us. So, you know, just making a list, you know, of all the moves and how many times they've done it to just see the percentage of what their go-tos are, and just make sure I know what to expect.
And Jalen, is there one game that you can remember maybe you played really well in, or your first game ever?
The most memorable probably is Michigan State. Yeah, I would have to say Michigan State just because, you know, it's my first, you know, rivalry game, and playing against one of my good friends, Kenny Willekes. I think, you know, that just, you know, fueled the game, and actually had a pretty good game that week. And, you know, I think that was probably the most memorable game for me just growing up in the state and watching this rivalry and getting an opportunity to play in it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Inside the NFL Prospects presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and have not already, please subscribe and leave us a 5-star review.